Kevin, what's going on this morning?
Oh, not too much, Kevin. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. You got a few days off between games. What are you trying to get accomplished this week? I know you said you wanted to tighten some things up and work on some things that you might not have time for otherwise.
Well, I think that when you have big blocks of practice time, in addition to maybe adding to your scheme and things like that, you can really try to tighten up the execution of things offensively. Obviously, we want to continue to reduce our turnovers. We've got to do all that we can to fix what's been going on rebounding-wise. We've not been rebounding the ball the way we're going to have to. And then I think that, you know, it just kind of gives you a chance to go over all the major areas and add and take away to things that you're doing.
You got things back on track with a double-figure win over LSU back on Saturday. Ross Neltner, a guy who kind of turned it around in that game. What did you like about his play there, and what are some things that have been disappointing about what he's done in conference play so far?
Well, I just think that Ross has been a little too casual with the ball, and I don't know. Last year he was such a big assist guy for us in terms of we could get him the ball, and then there were, you know, several cuts that would start to take place at the basket and things like that. And Ross was great at delivering the ball to the open guy. And the nature of our offense is a little bit different this year with AJ inside. So, you know, Ross's passing responsibilities are a little bit different. And so, you know, we sat down and talked about that. And I thought in the LSU game, he really just decided not to put the ball in jeopardy, and he took the ball at the basket and made some nice drives, and I just thought that he was much better offensively and played the way that we need him to play in order for us to be successful.
Kevin, as you have Shane Foster and the way you kind of do you game plan a lot of stuff, especially this time that obviously he's been lethal from beyond the arc as far as three-pointers goes. Do you kind of you come up with different ways, is like almost like Duke did with J.J. Redick, of, you know, trying to get picks and then set another level of picks and kind of let him, you know, buy him some time to get him the shots? Do you got to work on that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we do, Frank. We have to, you know, you're just kind of continually putting in something that the defenses haven't seen, so that there's just another way to get Shane some space, you know, we have a couple that we really like that have been very effective. But what's going to happen now is, as we go into deeper into conference play, is people will get onto those and they'll start taking some of those away. So what we'll have to do is come up with new ones so that we can just kind of keep them off balance, and that's absolutely a part of what we'll try to do this week.
Kevin, I don't know how much tape you've looked at, but how impressed are you with Nick Calathes, you know, a freshman who looks like he plays like a junior or a senior, you know, with his poise out there, and just how he's coupled up with Jay Lucas for a pretty formidable freshman backcourt for Florida.
It really is, Mark. Calathes is outstanding and much better than I thought he would be. I had seen him play in high school and, of course, thought he was a good player. His success that he's had already as a freshman has really surprised me. And again, I thought he was really a very fine player, but he hasn't missed a beat. He's just come into the college game like he's a veteran. He's a great passer. He makes so many plays for the rest of their team with his passing ability, which goes much beyond his ability to shoot the ball and does a great job of getting to the foul line. And those guys that get to the foul line a lot are difficult. And Calathes can shoot it from three. He's got deep range. He gets to the foul line a ton. And then he's, you know, by double, they're leading assist guy. And I think he's leading the SEC in assists. So what a package for a guy that's a freshman.
And Kevin, I think you guys will have some success because I don't think they're going to guard you maybe as well as some teams. But obviously, let's talk about the inside matchup. And A.J. Ogilvie has gotten a pretty good education so far during his short SEC experience. But talk about, you know, his matchup this week. He's going to see a lot of Spates, you know, who's been pretty impressive so far this season.
Yeah, Maurice Spates is a very good player for them and a very talented player, and you could see it in games last year when he would get in. He didn't get a lot of playing time last year because of, you know, the studs that they had playing for them, but he's an extremely talented guy, again, a guy similar to the other guys that AJ has faced in the league. And again, AJ, this is his first time through playing guys of this size and athletic ability and physicality and all those things, but that will be a key. I really think that matchup and the matchup between Ross and Dan Warner, their foreman, I think those two will go a long way in determining what kind of success we have on Sunday.
Kevin, you've had a lot of career crossroads, you know, in terms of making a decision sometimes whether you want to go get a better job. How impressed were you with the way Billy Donovan handled his situation? I know he took the Magic job, but then came back. And just, you know, the fact that he's almost starting over this year with a whole new cast and the fact that he's committed himself, how good is that for the conference? And, you know, just putting yourself in Billy's shoes about the way that whole thing unfolded.
Well, I really thought he took, personally, I thought he took unfair criticism. I think everybody should have the right to change their mind, and decisions like that can be very difficult. I was really glad for the league. I was glad for the game of college basketball that Billy changed his mind, and I sent him a text message and told him so. As soon as I read that he had changed his mind, but those things are very difficult because you just don't know really what you're getting into. And I thought that what he said was really correct. That it was better to correct the mistake as quickly as he realized it than it was to go on and have it be a mistake that lingered on and on. Again, you know, sometimes the grass looks greener and you realize that it's not. And I think it's just great for college basketball because Billy obviously is as good as there is in college basketball at what he does.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for your time this morning.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Okay, you too. We'll see you later.